Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Hello, hello. So, I guess we can start. Is it working? Hello, hello.
Quiet, please. We're about to start the next presentation, guys.
Hello. So, welcome, everybody. Can you hear me? Good? Can you hear me? Okay, great. Hello. So, I am Francesco. I'm here to talk about installing Debian on an industrial embedded device. What I mean with an industrial embedded device, let's say, if not a consumer device. So, it's a device that you might find into in industrial automation, building automation, or an agricultural machine, not a Raspberry Pi, okay? And I am an embedded Linux engineer. I'm working with U-Boot Linux and Open Embedded, and using Debian since a very long time. And this is my distribution of choice, but I'm not working with Debian daily. So what we will cover today, why this started? I had some hardware available, I mean, that's because it's my job, something like that, okay? That I normally work with this with Open Embedded, and I was wondering, why can't I just install Debian on it, okay? It's well supported by the upstream Linux kernel, everything is in place. What is preventing me to just install it, okay? And this is where it all started, and this is a little bit a talk, which challenges I had, and how I was able to get there. We will mainly talk about ARM and ARM64 devices. We will focus on the U-Boot bootloader, and the focus really here is about installing vanilla Debian. So there are a lot of ways you can install Debian. Debian is running everywhere, not invented by myself. The focus here is really about doing, just following the instruction and getting it done. So just to set a little bit of the stage, a little bit of overview how an embedded system, but also any system boots today. After the system on chip, the CPU get out of reset, the hardware get configured in some way. This part can be really, really complicated. And at some point, the firmware needs to load the operating system. What it does, it needs to figure out where is the kernel, it needs to figure out, in our case, where is the device tree, and put everything in memory prepared, and then jump into the kernel entry point. We will really focus on this step here about preparing the binaries and jumping to the kernel. This is our focus for this talk. Something that is important to mention and will make our life easier is where is the firmware stored in flash. Traditionally on your PC you have an SPI NOR flash, that is where your UEFI is stored, and this is completely out of band. This is not where you are going to install your operating system. Okay? On embedded device, it depends. Sometimes for cost saving you have only one device in which you store everything, the firmware and the operating system, sometimes they are separated. The hardware that I am going to consider today is using eMMC. eMMC have very nice features that allows to do hardware partitioning. And normally they have a dedicated partition for the boot firmware. And this really enables you know, to not have to wonder about overwriting my firmware while doing the installation of the operating system. This is not possible, for example, using an SD card like you would do with a Raspberry Pi. A Raspberry Pi is booting from an SD card, and then you cannot really do that. And this makes a little bit the stuff more complicated. Good. So in our case, our firmware is, as I said, the U-Boot. U-Boot is a platform firmware. It supports a lot of architecture. In the end, it configures the hardware, as I said before, and then it is able to load the Linux kernel. Traditionally, I mean, let's say the past millennium, this was very coupled with the operating system that was loaded. Sometime, a few years ago, probably 10, 8, I don't know exactly, there was introduced a new feature called Distribute that is trying to solve this task of loading the operating system generic. How does it work? U-boot is scriptable with shell script, sort of, and as environment variable. Distribute is implementing with script a generic way to search for a bootable partition and then to search for a way to boot the operating system that it found. In short, you tell the board which are your boot devices, and then you just include this error that I mentioned here, and that's it. It's very easy to integrate. And what it searches for normally is a boot script with a fixed file name, searching either the first partition or the first active partition and execute its content. It can also parse an extlinux.com file that describes, let's say, how to properly load the OS. We will focus on the boot script that is more flexible. It allows really to do everything because it's really code. And the reason we focus on that is that this is what is supported by default on Debian. Xlinux is working also in Debian, but it's not the out-of-the-box experience you get from the Debian installer. The boot script, normally, what it will do in the end will be loading the kernel from some storage device, loading the device tree, loading your initrd, and then we'll just jump into your distribution. Cool. Let's move on the operating system side, Debian side. Debian has a package that is called the Flash Kernel, and it's really a glue package between the operating system and U-boot. I mean, Flash Kernel is a little bit more generic, but it's really able to integrate directly with U-boot, generating the boot script we just talked about. It's integrated into the Debian installer, into the ARM1, and integrates with the kernel packages